you should have been Spain. Now pretty little sweaters to mask your hate, patterns like Rorschach tests on the plate. Oh, 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 I don't want to be your friend. Oh, 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 oh. It's a bad vacation when you're around. Turn blue skies gray and sunshine brown. I don't want to take your shot, so I'm stepping down.
Get in the door. When the bug is playing in my house. from the bus.
Welcome to this week's version of two sardines and an oyster, but we're welcoming a third sardine on air this week, who is currently anonymous, but just dyed their hair a beautiful purple, and it looks really great in the sun. I've been thinking about dyeing my hair back into pink recently as well, because I'm going to be Draculaura for Halloween, but I had not had time to do that. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Suki from Avatar The Last Airbender, except I haven't thought that hard about any of the components to that. So we're still in the process of making the costume. And by in the process, I do mean that I envisioned it in my head and nothing's in practice yet. Much like a lot of academic theory.
Interesting connection.
We're really spilling a lot of tea this week. Well, DJ Guelo, what is your Halloween costume?
I'm gonna be myself.
Oh, that's really lovely, but it does not serve the purposes that we need it to.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
You know, I really think that you need to push yourself this semester, and you've really not been challenging your academic pursuits or
what
your Halloween
is this
costume
from?
Pursuits.
I didn't know
your
this
silence is not serving us.
I didn't know this was an advising meeting.
Yeah, I didn't know this was an advising meeting, huh?
But I guess if it isn't,
Your costume does not fulfill the capstone requirements required for your major.
Wow, this is bringing back a lot of childhood trauma, and that's perfect for our segue into
the
playlist that we'll be playing this week, which is childhood versus now, or then versus now,
or
otherwise known as metamorphosis. That's
right. I wonder where that's from.
And on a completely separate note, if you are interested in submitting to the Asian American magazine Voices,
it's the oldest Asian American literary and arts magazine on the East Coast. Follow at Taskgram for more information.
Which we are not affiliated with.
We're not affiliated with.
But we've just seen these pretty posters.
But they're
we've seen these flyers around campus, and we think we should relay the message.
I agree, yes.
Yeah, as Asian Americans in the arts, we really try to promote
We should be supporting those students.
Yes.
But not us.
Anyway, should we a song, maybe?
Yes, I am just logging on. Excuse our tardiness, but it's okay. We are on time is a construct.
Time is a construct. We live in our own time.
Time is a concept too.
Yeah. Yes. I'm mostly doing songs from now that remind me of childhood, but who's to say?
See, mine are the songs that I listened to in childhood, so I love our interpretations that we've taken on.
Like, this is stuff that I would say to my childhood self, but I'll add one or two from my actual childhood. Let's see.
Yeah.
You're going to get jump scared, so apologies in advance. DJ Guilo, are you ready to go?
Let's just cue it on and then we can.
Yeah, I fear that. I'm not, but it's okay.
Is it okay?
We can keep talking, you know, about.
Wait, what were your phases in middle school? I want to
my
know.
My phases in middle school?
Yeah, let the world know.
No, so I, okay, a lot of the stuff, I think some of the stuff I put on the playlist comes from when I had a really long Pitch Perfect phase, and oh my gosh. Like, watched all the, like, the first two movies. I actually haven't seen Pitch Perfect 3, and it, like, seems like I don't need to.
But I think, like, you do.
Did, like, have all the riff-offs memorized at some point.
Wait, you're gonna love this. You should go to the acapella riff-off.
Yeah,
I will be there, perhaps, singing, perhaps
I
not.
I thought you were unaffiliated with that.
Oh, right.
No, we're not affiliated with
not
anything.
Affiliated, but maybe I there. Jump on stage.
Yeah. When is that?
That is November 16th. Hold on.
Okay.
It is November 15th, and then, yeah, November 16th is cool. Saturday.
All right. We'll make sure to do that.
Yeah. So anyways, I had a lot of childhood phases growing up. One of them, I definitely had an emo phase.
Yes, yes. That's
I
a
also,
good one. That's
I had,
a classic.
I was very much deeply entrenched in what we know as fandom culture. So mm-hmm. I will be playing one or two songs from that as well. And then I also, like, really liked musical theater.
Oh, the musical theater one is good.
Mm. Yeah, Billy, what
Thank
were
you for sharing.
Sorry. Gwyla, what were
it's
your
okay.
musical phases?
I feel like my identity is already out there. the previous two guests we had the other week definitely put... Yeah. Okay. Anyways. I don't know. I feel like middle school was a very interesting time for me. I think I was trying to figure out a lot about who I was, or who I am, excuse me. But I would say definitely mine was more like... I don't know. I had a very YouTuber phase. I was obsessed
oh my
with
gosh,
all the YouTubers.
Me too.
I watched them. Like
you watched them. I also.
I did watch
yeah.
them. I also purchased their books, which
oh.
I still have.
Do you have Dan and Phil is Not on Fire?
I think so. Yeah, I have a lot of their books.
Oh my gosh!
Oh wow!
And now,
that's such a relic.
They're just sitting in my basement, and I'm not sure what to do with them because I don't really want them anymore.
I
but
remember
you can
when
sell
the
them
animation
on eBay
you know,
for like
YouTubers
a lot of money, honestly.
Books.
Yeah, but you know, I think that they're part of my archives. So maybe maybe one day they'll
Your
be
ephemera.
Yeah, my ephemera. So maybe one day they'll be in like an institution or something. I don't know.
Wow.
They'll be in the institution of our hearts.
Yes. Mm. Mm. Okay.
The so archive public, the public's archives.
Yes. So speaking of the public archives, we are now going to create one by showing you our playlist we have curated for this week. So, what is the first song? Can someone tell me so I can input it?
Yeah, well, it's your choice. It's your song, and it's Mercy by
Shawn Mendes.
Oh my gosh.
I would say a nod, a very cryptic nod to Shawn Mendes.
Yes, it's been his week.
Perhaps doing something like coming out a little
or,
bit.
Or, you know, alluding to possible, like, considerations of
sexual fluidity,
love and sexuality mean. Yeah. They're very expansive concepts, you know. We shouldn't, like, it's good that he's exploring.
And we shouldn't put him in a box.
Yeah.
No, we should not. And then people do, but, you know, I think
that's wrong
people's projections.
Yeah, it really
but
is.
But anyways, please enjoy Shawn Mendes' Mercy. Yes, this song is near and dear to my heart, so I'm so glad it is first.
Yeah.
Do you have the thing plugged in?
Isn't it going into your computer?
No.
Bae.
My computer's a little, like, I don't know.
Like, on life support right now?
Yeah, a little laggy.
Okay,
okay, deep apologies. We are having more technical difficulties as we speak. I can talk about a song that I chose as well. I chose Last Words of a Shooting Star by Mitski. I have a tattoo. Bae's inspired by the song, and it means a lot to me deeply, but I've definitely moved past that part of my life. It reminds me of a self that still is with me to this day, but stays kind of in my heart like a pearl, as Mitski would say, and not as much.
Okay. My Spotify is not loading.
Now.
This is wonderful, guys.
Guys, this is so
okay, it's my
lovely.
Turn.
Okay, DJ Ray.
Yes.
Let's
Joy, do you want to explain your song while I connect my laptop?
Is this Aux 1
or 2? This is Aux 1.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. What did I add? I added Boom Clap by Charlie XCX.
Oh, that was you.
That was me, yeah.
Oh.
No, yeah. I as I think many of us did, I did have a Fault in Our Stars phase. So that is like where that derives from. I also, one time I was on a plane, like a 12-hour plane ride to Taiwan, and then like they had Charlie, you know how like the plane, they have like random artists in their discography, just like you can like listen to it on demand. I listened to like just Charlie XCX for like 10 hours at that
flight. Wow, okay.
So
Before the Brat era.
Pre-Brat era.
Pre-Brat era.
Yeah, pre-Brat.
Okay, DJ Ray,
like
are
pre-med.
DJ Ray, are you ready to play Shawn Mendes?
Yes.
Okay.
Allegedly, it's currently playing.
Oh, okay. Please enjoy.
You've got a hold of me. Don't even know your power. I stand 100 feet, but I fall when I'm around you. Show me an open door, then you go and slam it on me. I can't take any more. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart, even though you told me. Just to be near you, baby. Heart open, testify. Tell me that I'm not crazy. I'm not asking for a lot. Just that you're honest with me. And my pride is all I got. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart. Even though you don't. My lungs ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me. Yeah.
Stronger, stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
This goes. You got your friends and you got your foes. They want a piece of something hot. Forget your name like they forgot. Huh? Ain't that something? Some wanna see you crash and burn. Criticize your every word. I'm trying to keep from going insane. Ain't that the way of this whole damn thing? Huh? Trying to be something more. Is there a right way for being strong? Feels like I'm doing things all wrong. Still I'm here just holding on. Confess my heart and forgive my wrongs. Oh, just trying to show you something more. Your soul.
Titanium plays. I'm going to do our announcement for this week, which is written by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. So, basically, if you have chronic fatigue syndrome, please go to, once again, the CDC website /CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. If you didn't know, that was our PSA for this week. Thank you, Billy. Let's turn the music back up.
Sometimes it feels like everyone's eyes are on you. What will they think? You're so afraid to make a move. You're second guessing every step. Yeah, you gotta go and find that confidence and show the world who you are when you get down. do no wrong. So keep on dancing. It's okay to be yourself. Just let it all come out.
It's good to be alive, crying in a sleepy eye. devil. You know he gave me a choice, a golden heart or a golden voice. Never thought I'd end up here, stuck between ecstasy and fear. Living in my aunt's apartment, eating leftovers, leaving at 3 p.m. Always thought I'd be a star, know how to drive a goddamn car. Brand new kitchen for my mom, lots of cats, a couple dogs. I always thought I'd have more friends, or at least know I'm liked by them. But they don't call me all that much, and I'm too bummed to hit them up. I never thought I'd leave this place, this city that I thought was made for me and what I wanted.
Beep. Did your eyes get wide and all excited? You were like 15, discovered nitrous, spending every night on empty beaches with the same four kids you'd never sleep with.
Yeah, you're without it. You can't party anymore, so you go and make a record about it.
The hometown drug scene, every 14-year-old restless brat, sweat dreams, sporting the same shades, same tank top, same blue jeans at the same beach, and drink the same vodka sweet tea. Unfairly pass the blame and claim it was generational predisposition, turning prestigious, invitational. Like, don't look at me. Wasn't even conceived when the scheme, the game, became operational.
I'm a poser, you said it yourself.
Don't expect me not to pose when the cameras come out. Miss a lesson on looking out for yourself. May not be on the up and up, but I'm on the up and out. So take me to the far side of the beach before it falls into the ocean. Before you notice I'm eroding, I know you don't want to be lonely. I know you don't want to be lonely. The sun and the substances you choke down combine in your mind for wild lies about how your favorite celebrity's car just broke down. They're stranded and they got a crash at your house. All the kids that are mean.
Hi everyone, as we wrap up for the hour, I just want to say thank you for listening with us as this song is playing. The song that is currently playing is Moving in Place by Shauna Dean Coakland, and then starting from the top, like we said, we played Mercy, Last Words of a Shooting Star, Boom Clap, and then Stronger by Kelly Clarkson, Scene 2 Roger Rabbit by Sleeping with Sirens, Titanium by David Guetta and Sia, Dance Like Nobody's Watching by Ali Dawson from Austin and Ali, Girls Against God from Florence and the Machine, Never Thought by Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers, Heartbeat by Austin Moon from Austin Alley as well, and then the last song, I Wish I Could Make It a Surprise, but it will be Discord by The Living Tombstone. Just a little shout out for people who know. If you know, you know. Once again, thank you for listening. This is DJ Ray, DJ Guaylo, and DJ Joy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I always close my eyes and I see a sinking lay down right beside you in the imprint I left there that night in 2019, leaning to the tide and let it take me.
Your eyes get wide and all excited. You were like 15, discovered nitrous, spending every night on empty beaches with the same four kids.
Someone else is pulling out the strings. Something terrible is going down through the entire town. Wreaking anarchy and all it brings. I can't sit idly, no, I can't move at all. I curse the name, the one behind it all. Discord, I'm howling at the moon and sleeping in the middle of a summer afternoon. Discord, whatever did we do to make it take our world away? Discord, are we a prey alone? Or are we just a stepping stone for taking back the throne? Changing status quo, but not in letting go. Now the world is being torn apart. A terrible catastrophe, played by a symphony. What a terrifying work of art.